In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. In an interview with Money Control, BSE MD and CEO Sundaram Ramamurthy talked about the concentration risk in the Indian market, along with the steps that BSE is taking to improve its market share. He said that they increase the threshold of small stocks, thus increasing liquidity in the market. Moreover, they are trying to engage with institutions hoping to divert volumes to the BSE. He feels that it is in the national interest that the BSE should sustain to address the concentration risk and bring vibrancy to the market. He adds that the liquidity enhancement scheme is one of the ways to enhance liquidity, but it has not resulted in the sustainable derivatives for the BSE, but he otherwise provides an alternate ecosystem where the products are self-sufficient to provide money. Up next, Deepak Mohante, chairman of Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, or PFRDA, spoke to Money Control about the unfunded pension schemes and its lack of sustainability in state governments that still follow the old pension scheme. He states that the Finance Ministry has set up a committee for governments that wish to opt out of the national pension scheme, one of the terms for which is to improve NPS for government employees. He suggests that government employees should opt for NPS given they find comfort in guaranteed returns. The central government scheme in NPS is yielding 9.5% annual returns, while the state government scheme has provided returns of 9.4% since inception, he says. Moving forward, TCS Chairman N. Chandrasekaran says the company is significantly investing in building AI capabilities that include products and platforms that are AI-powered given the impact of AI and machine learning, quote, will be very profound. Unquote. According to TCS, technologies such as 5G, IoT, generative AI and virtual reality, metaverse, are also gaining attention and are likely to attract investments in the short to medium term. Next, Axis Bank Limited became the fifth Indian leader to cross rupees 3 trillion market capitalization after its shares hit a fresh record high. The stock gained for 10 out of 11 sessions and rose nearly 7% during this period. Axis Bank witnessed an improvement in asset quality. The gross non-performing asset or NPA ratio decreased by 36 basis points quarter on quarter, standing at 2.02%. Asset quality has continued to improve despite slippages. Axis has delivered a stable performance in quarter 3 financial year 23, driven by margin expansion, higher the income and improving cost metrics. Up next, Maruti Suzuki India Limited has announced that its Jimny Sports utility vehicle will be available at a starting ex-showroom price of Rs 12.74 lakh, going up to Rs 15.05 lakh for the top spec version. This SUV will be available in 6 different variants and 2 trim levels, Zeta and Alpha, while the base manual transmission model of Zeta is priced at Rs 12.74 lakh. The automatic transmission Zeta would be available at Rs 13.94 lakh. The Alpha trim, which is equipped with a manual transmission gearbox, is priced from Rs 13.69 lakh and is priced at Rs 14.89 lakh for the one with the automatic transmission gearbox. The top-end dual-tone Alpha variants are priced at Rs 13.85 for manual and Rs 15.05 lakh for automatic transmission. Lastly, the Indian Meteorological Department stated that Cyclone Biparjoy, which is holding up the onset of monsoon in India, is set to intensify into a very severe storm in the Arabian Sea. The cyclone has been moving along the west coast and is likely to further intensify into a very severe cyclonic storm during the next 12 hours, where major ports and refineries are situated. IMD has issued a warning for the southwestern states, predicting severe weather conditions with wind gusts up to 160 km per hour during the next 3 to 4 days. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.